Chop them small pieces and burn them.
I think I have it.
In the green and full.
But it was months ago, and I'm not gonna remember where I put it right now.
No, I want to read the whole thing later.
County voter for 20 minutes, you know, just.
Sit down.
The green is half after. So the thing is smaller for a week, and then we get.
Terry ran the recorder for me.
Yeah.
No, you did leave it. Okay, that's good.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunate. It's a long.
It's in my.
Yeah.
And that I get to see happen.
Just so you know.
Yeah, we did every way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right. Call the meeting to order.
How about?
Thirty-six. Start with the pledge.
Pledge the allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
All right, public comment? Anybody? To move to the approval of the minutes for May.
No, so we'll have to postpone this to the next.
Those are in cobwebs somewhere.
All right. Approval of the agenda for August.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody from Creech? Metro?
Someone's coming in right now.
Good.
Someone walking in the door.
Good.
Any in Spring volunteer fire department?
Oh, Metro.
Akahi couldn't be here tonight. I have resigned from the fire department, so Akahi is now taking over as chief. And he'll give you a full report next month when he's here, when he's off work.
All right. That all? Metro?
You're up.
Amen.
What's new?
You're up.
Nothing's new. We're getting a little more, it's getting a little bit hairier on the streets in Indian Springs, and therefore we're getting a little more cooperation from some citizens. So maybe that's what it takes to help us out, so we can help you. We can't solve it all by ourselves, obviously. Other than that, I can't get into specifics. If you have specific questions for me, I'd be happy to answer you.
Yeah. Does anybody patrol at nighttime?
Typically, we got a guy on until 11 o'clock midnight.
Because there's somebody in town. Mm-hmm. It's probably multiple people that let their dogs loose and let them run through town. Because I know this, because in front of my front gate, there's fresh dog crap once or twice a week. Drives my dogs nuts, and that ain't right.
That's not right, but you got bigger issues than dog crap in front of your gate.
Now. Yeah. No, I know.
My
but
guys aren't dog catchers.
I know that, but maybe, you know, somebody keep the eyes out, you know, we find out who the heck is doing this, and then get the pound out here to fix it.
Could they be walking their dogs and letting them poop there?
No.
Okay.
No, because you can hear them running down the street, and it's like a chain reaction. Everybody's dogs are going crazy. And
yeah, I live right next to them, and it's, you know, they're just dogs. They're loose. Nobody's attending to them.
Yeah.
Can you identify any of the dogs
wrong? No. By the time you get out, they're gone. They're down the street. They're just running around and.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. All the time.
Not gift wrapped.
Maybe they know you're thinking bad thoughts about them.
Just a thought. Just a.
Well, Matt, when you your opening statement, you said because of the public, things are getting easier on the streets? You mean like people.
No, I mean things are getting worse on the streets in certain areas. Maybe
worse.
Particular places. But it's causing other folks that are living in those areas that cooperate a little more with us and help us out.
Okay, so they're reporting.
That's what we need.
Good.
Excellent.
That's about as in-depth as I can get, but that's...
Right.
So if you notice any uptick in crime or anything crazy going on, there's also an uptick in assistance because people are getting fed up, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent.
Good.
Have you seen anything about a gray car driving fast at night? Have you heard something about it?
Gray?
Yeah.
I heard about a white car.
A white or a gray car?
Yeah, like a light color.
Yeah, because someone came real close to our fence. Looked like they were going fast because you could see the tire marks around. And Gary, my neighbor, said he's seen it the last like few weeks driving around real fast. I was just wondering if you heard anything about it.
I've heard about it. If it's the same one I'm thinking of, and I know who's in it.
It's not resolved yet.
No.
Okay.
That's been. Sorry.
That's ongoing.
It's ongoing. That individual's been arrested numerous times for the same thing, and ends up finding new cars and new ways to do the same thing.
Is it the person that I think it is?
I don't know, is it? Could be. It could be, maybe. Is his first name start with B? Is it A, B, C?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That sounds.
Yeah. We're working on it. I'm aware of it. We're working on it.
I just have a question. And years ago, I had called in, I had a neighbor that was horrible. The whole town was horrible. But we called in, he had kids partying and stuff. Anyway, the whole point was that Metro took him to town to get, he's not even allowed in the premises of Indian Springs, and I was subpoenaed to go testify and stuff. How many complaints does a person get against them before the town was that happened?
How many years ago was this?
It's been since I was out here. I'm going to say 8, 9 years.
Yeah, it's been about 7, 8 years.
I think the case against this particular individual, I mean, it was dangerous in the sense that, I mean, he'd be in the middle of the day, he'd be doing donuts during school, wherever he felt like it. So it got where he had numerous charges against him.
I think
the pressure was put on his landlord to get him out.
So there's a couple aspects there. And so there's no official trespassing from the city. That doesn't exist. What could happen is a couple different things.
Okay.
One is if he gets convicted of numerous nuisance crimes, and the judge says, hey, it's part of your probation, obviously you can't handle yourself in that area. You have to stay out of this corridor or this area, this particular area. So that could be up to the judge in town.
DUIs.
We could talk about.
Yeah, like he had 5 DUIs.
Yeah.
I think.
He was a danger to kids.
I just know he wasn't allowed to, he wasn't permitted to set foot in town for like 3 to 5 years or something.
That sounds like a condition of probation, which is nothing to do. I mean, if it is, we can work with the judges to get something like that worked out for somebody.
I just didn't know if there was like a certain amount of things that had happened for that.
I'm sure there's a list of people you just like trespass from town. And I'm with them.
A black book?
Run down that
okay,
list.
Well,
a black book.
God, man. I don't know, it was a while ago.
It was probably a condition of probation.
That's what I'm thinking.
That makes sense.
He couldn't set foot in the town for X amount of time. So.
Yeah, do you remember his name?
His name was Sean Ashley.
Ashley?
He doesn't live here
anymore.
He doesn't live here
anymore. I mean, I can just research the case and find out what happened.
Yeah, he lived off of Raleigh.
I mean, I think it came up in court, if I remember correctly, he was a danger to the community.
Yeah.
Because
of his DUI. He was on TV.
Because of all the different reports that had come in with him driving like a madman. So I think that's what the judge determined. He was a danger to our community.
Because I called 911 on him and it left my name. I was subpoenaed to go testify in the case. But it was Metro that had brought the... They were heading it up.
Well, yeah, they would enforce the...
Yeah.
They would make the arrest, and then they would enforce whatever probation...
Yeah.
He's violating probation by coming back to town or something like that. He wouldn't want to be back, because he'd probably be jailed.
He hasn't been back. She just wants to use that on...
Well, no, I get it. I totally get that.
I was just curious, because I don't know the whole story of that whole thing. I was just curious.
Yeah, wouldn't that be neat?
Yes, it would be.
Trespass.
Right. I'm just saying, after a certain amount of complaints and... I mean, it's a
so what we have here is a nuisance.
20 trespassers. Get them out.
Not necessarily. I mean, it takes some agreements like that. Specific properties, but you got to have people that actually call on that specific property.
So, and that, as far as calling, would it help
you guys, if we called every time we saw him, every time we saw so-and-so driving around with that, without his license plate?
And even if we don't catch him right away, well, it depends on if he's created an emergency. If it's super dangerous, he's size-wiping people's fences or...
It was pretty darn close in the market.
That's good enough. I'd say call 911. Because 311, you're going to be on hold for a little bit. Okay. You happen to see him, but here's the thing. You know, I've put out my number numerous times. I've got about two, maybe three people in town that contact me, and that's it. So if you guys don't want to call me or hit me up, that's cool. But I'm a lot faster than dispatch.
Yeah.
If you want to sit on hold for two and a half hours on 311, you can do that. But, or just not call, which is kind of what happens.
Nobody I've called and left messages. What's your number? I'll put it on the...
It's 289.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Shouldn't have done it if you asked for it.
You're in trouble now.
389-5650.
The last four again?
5650.
I have a question. With the situation that's going on right now, I just wanted to ask you if you need, in order to evict somebody off of the property, a very dear friend of mine who lives in Montana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about it after.
Huh? Okay.
Anything else for me? Okay. I expect calls for barbecues too when you bring it out. I don't want to hear all the bad stuff.
Don't leave
now. No, I'm
going to
sit right
here. Thanks,
Sergeant. Got it? Clark County Parks and Rec.
Hello. It's the end of summer. Is everybody excited?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Just to let you know what's going on, Saturday night, just for fun softball, the last weekend, from my understanding, that they're going to do it is September 2nd. And I think he's planning on doing another barbecue, so keep on Facebook if you're interested in that. Football
date.
Tryouts, flag football for the little kids, is Saturday. If you know somebody and they haven't registered, tell them to come to tryouts and see Miss Tony.
Yeah, we need more kids.
So you're still taking
them? Okay. Yes. The actual league play doesn't start until September 9th. But we got to get it going so we can order uniforms, blah, 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 blah. And like I said, if you know anybody, what are the ages, Tony?
They're 5 to 14, K through 8.
So if you know anybody, what time is trial?
6:30 on Saturday.
At the football field at the school.
Yeah.
So just bring them up there at 6. You should be there by then. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you can get it all lined up and they can try out. Safety's starting next week. If you know anybody that's in need, it goes until 5:30, Monday through Friday, every day school's in session. If the school's not there, they're not there. And then bingo is August 24th.
What are the prices for safety?
$6 a day. There's no weekly price. It's $6 a day per child.
Do they have assistance programs of any sort?
They can go in town to... I don't know what it used to be, EOB. It's called Child Care Assistance. They have to go in and fill out all that paperwork, but we don't have the paperwork. They have to go to town.
At Sunset Park?
I don't know. It's not a Clark County assistant. They can go to Child Care Assistance. I think it's on Washington and Rancho. I think you go down Rancho and you go east on Washington. Am I close?
That big high-rise building there?
No.
Well, it's
not
the same building.
Yeah.
It's an odd building, like catty corner from that Wendy's.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're on Rancho, you turn east, and you go down, and it's on the left-hand side. It's a big square building, and it's Child Care Assistance. It's a state-funded, granted program that has nothing to do with the county, but county programs will accept it. But you know anybody, they have to go and fill out the paperwork and get accepted and then bring it to us.
Those are the questions I get asked.
Yeah, I just
school,
but the county itself doesn't do it. It's a granted program, and that's it.
Oh, and just gonna say the flag football tryouts. Does that mean that kids will not make the team, or just assess in skill levels because they just play each other?
Try to get the teams equal,
even as possible.
Yeah,
as far as skill level goes.
Good.
Because tryouts. People don't make it, but that's not it.
Do you need any children sponsors?
I haven't had anyone contact me asking for sponsors.
so I don't know. Kids that want to do it can't because of that.
We'll put you on.
Are you still looking for coaches and reps?
Yes.
Yes. So you're still looking for...
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, for 5 to 8 year olds, I need a head coach and then reps.
There's something on the back.
Yeah.
Saturday evening.
Yeah, just put in a garage or something.
Oh, yeah.
That was a double thumb.
Why is it?
Indian Springs School.
Okay, so school starts on Monday.
Make it a little closer to the street.
School starts on Monday. I'm working.
Like the same way.
Right? Jen's excited to be there.
I'm too.
I'm
well rested.
Yeah, if I can get ready. So it starts on Monday. Tomorrow night, there's a barbecue for any parents who want to come and check out your kids' classrooms or whatever. There's basically a community barbecue. You're welcome to come.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night at 6. Starts at 6. So it's not open house, just so everybody understands. It is not an open house situation where you go from class to class to class and talk to your teachers about your kids in the classes because, you know, they won't know yet. But you can come and check everything out and get lots of information about sports and safety, and there will be tables set up for everybody to get information. As far as sports go, they were still today working out some kinks on some of the sports schedules, so my suggestion is to download the Indian Springs Schools app, and everything will be updated on that. And then, of course, there's also Indian Springs Schools, I think it's Thunderbird, yeah. Facebook. Mm-hmm. So there's also a Facebook page that has all that information, and they update that regularly. And those are really your best ways of getting hold of sports schedules, testing schedules, all of those things. And as far as football games and volleyball games, they don't start until September. I know our first game is supposed to be September 1st. So. Check your app and make sure nobody cancels. And that's it.
Clark County Ministry.
I don't have a whole lot. I did talk to Rick Wall, who is the engineer that came out and talked to us about Family Dollar. He said civil plans being very close to being done. The hydrology engineer has completed the drainage study because they need to address the big puddle in McFarland, which you all know. Talking about. Planning on having a company come with a camera to inspect the lines, see if they can determine about the storm drain issues, and we're talking to them about possibly doing a groundbreaking little ceremony. And that's all the update I have from him.
Getting closer though, huh?
What? Absolutely. That site's going to take a little longer because it was service station for so long that they're going to have to do some cleanup on the dirt and everything. So, but no, they're fully committed to the project. I know there's a lot of skepticism, but they wouldn't have gone through this process if they didn't need to build a project. So they are definitely coming along with that. Next month, the apartments are going to be here to talk about where they are in the process. There's another thing we're going to I think the...
So did they get something sorted out with Nevada Power about the substation?
Oh, he wasn't here.
Oh, yeah. The substation was withdrawn, which was big news to all of us.
Huh.
So the substation has been withdrawn, so that was their big...
hold up, right?
Yeah, that
everyone.
Was the hold up.
Yeah.
And even their justification letter for their extension, it says that, you know, we were leery to move forward if there's going to be a substation next door. So they'll be here next month to talk about that. And the Terribles is still moving ahead. They are still working on their drainage studies and soil studies and everything there.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Are they working in conjunction with the other engineers in any way so that they could sit there and resolve the problem, probably save money and do it all at the same time?
They are both working with our engineers at the county, so they're reviewing
okay,
the plans.
Okay, okay.
You know,
they're not working with individual civil engineers.
And I think that's all I have. Any questions for me?
Okay.
Thank you for doing the cleanup around town after the storms we had.
Cool.
Place looks great.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yep. And you know what, you guys, just let me know when that happens. I don't drive up here every day, so I don't know. And I don't believe any public works people live in Indian Springs, so they don't know either. So same thing where I am in Sandy Valley, if nobody calls and says, hey, there's gravel on the roads, they don't know. So, and that was kind of a freak storm that hit you guys because it bypassed a lot of the valley. So they, you know, we didn't even know that it was happening. So
there was rivers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that
was a big flooding head here.
You got my call like about 18 hours.
I know. Yes, I know. Matt called me within a few hours. Why aren't they here yet? So I can't make them magically appear. And the other problem with that one was some of the, there was some destruction in town where people couldn't even get to their homes. So they have to prioritize. So gravel on the road is different than not being able to get to their homes. So they get out here as soon as they can. And our public works guys, they do a really good job. So, and they fixed the, there was a
stop sign
dip on the dip by Raleigh. The dip by Raleigh got taken care of.
You know,
yeah, and I drove it the other day, and they did a really nice job.
How about we split the
car,
the one in little tiny back
of this road to be
on the
trench, you know,
all the way down
heard,
and put the culvert in the driveway. That way it'll hit that and go.
The drop off to the
bypass.
Dirt road.
The only problem is that
everybody says that's not a county road, but if you drive up a ways, it was paved at one time.
I was looking into that.
The only reason
hey guys, quit yakking. We're not going to be able to hear
this. It's getting where the drop off is. It's getting really bad.
Okay. If it's still light when we're done, I'll drive up there and see. I'm not exactly sure.
It's right in the middle of the road. Everybody's starting to do this now.
Yeah, off into our yard.
Because the center of it really is, and after the flood.
Okay. I'll check it out. It's past your house. Yeah, straight up the street. Okay.
Making that happen on Betty Ridge as well. And okay. When the sweeper comes through, he pushes off the dirt and the sweeper drops and it kicks all the dirt.
Betty Ridge is your street, right?
Yes.
Which is a private street?
Correct. And so is the rest of the guy.
That's what they say.
So, well, I know Betty Ridge for sure. Yes. It's private. So the sweeper technically shouldn't even be sweeping your street.
It's just the apron. When he drops off the asphalt right there, as well as in front of Teresa's, it creates that 4 to 5 inch rut because of the sweeper pushes the dirt off the asphalt and then digs into the dirt.
Okay.
So time after time, it gets worse every time they come out.
I'll come check it out. So I'm always better if I see it myself.
That's fine.
So if we're still light when we're done here, I'll come see it myself. If not, I'll make a trip out and let you guys.
And like I said, I thought it was like a private road, but if you drive up there, you can see where there used to be asphalt. I don't know how long ago.
Well, just because it's
right
private doesn't mean it wouldn't have been asphalt. But I'll have to look. I don't know if Sky is private, but I know Betty Ridge is. So.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
I have one other question about roads. Is there a portion of Old Bend that is no longer county maintained road?
Oh my goodness.
It's the road up to the dump. I'll have to look. Well, the
relatively, yeah, but the Old Bend dump road.
I'm pretty sure Old Bend is not a dedicated road.
There's a sign at one point that says it's not county maintained.
It's not that county maintained.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a BLM road.
Right.
So.
Right, the corner.
There's giant potholes all up that road.
Okay, so that's all I have. I will look up this other stuff. Talk to Mr. Stuff.
All right. High Desert Seniors.
Nobody's here, but they're having pancake breakfast Saturday. Just to let you know. I think it starts at 7:38. Goes till I don't know 9 or 10.
Eight to ten.
Well, they said 10, and then they changed it to 9, and now I think
if
it's
you
back to 10.
Refer to my newsletter. 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I brought extra copies in case anybody doesn't get my newsletter.
I do put them out and put them in the library, and when they certain you know issues go faster, certain issues people don't want, but when they run out, they come tell me.
Because
there are kids in there, you take the coffee, you know.
Oats donations.
But,
ready?
I'm done.
Comments by the general public?
Great. So it's already been said to Megan twice, I think, but sent her pictures of the asphalt, this guy and Riley.
Yeah.
So thank you for getting that fixed.
You're welcome.
As well as calling in a couple days later, the gravel was all off the roads.
Yeah.
There was some monster boulders. There's actually people raking the personal rakes in the road and places. So thanks for getting those taken care of. The second thing, I know you were looking into Betty Ridge, and I already knew it was private. Did you find any information out about that? What the,
I looked into it. I looked at the recorded maps to see if there was anything that stood out that maybe, you know, that was given for dedication at a later time or anything. It's private, so you would have to approach the county and see if they would take it on.
Right.
I don't know how it was built, to what standard, so I'll have to go down and talk to our public works and see if that's even a possibility. I don't know.
Okay.
So I've been pulling all, I pulled all the maps that show all the, because it was dedicated on like seven different maps, little sections.
Right.
So I just need to go down to public works and see if they would accept it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's seven sections of property that use that as a access point.
Yeah.
And then I believe Teresa's, that's why they never finished paving the sky, because a portion of that on closer to their homes leave their easement, which is also private. The other side would be county.
Okay.
Only half
yeah.
of the road.
That's a decision by Public Works. It right. depends how the road was built, if it was built to county standards or not.
Yeah.
So I will be finding that out.
So the other thing is, all the trailers that are getting moved around Indian Springs and set up, are they permitted?
The ones on Bel Air, we are working with the property owner on that one right now. Those are, and there's a difference between a fifth wheel and a travel trailer and a manufactured home or a mobile home. A fifth wheel, travel trailer, whatever you want to call it, a motor home is never approved as a residence. Okay, I take that back. If your house were to burn down and you rebuilt a house, or you were building a house, you can live in that for up to 24 months. But as a permanent residence, a trailer is never allowed. Now, a mobile home or manufactured home is allowed with the proper permits. In the case on Bel Air, there are no proper permits for anything on that property. So I am working with the owner and code enforcement in Metro to get that situation taken care of. We're working on it. The other one, I had someone approach me at the meeting on Tuesday night and said, how can we stop people from moving illegal trailers on the property? How do we stop people from speeding? How do we stop people from doing anything? I mean, it's against the law. So I don't know, other than standing out in the road and flagging them down and telling them to turn around and go back, I don't know how we can stop it from happening. But if you will let me know or call code enforcement, we can start working on it. But I don't have a way to stop it.
Well, I wasn't referring to the one on Bel Air, but all the ones in the trailer parks that keep coming in.
That one's very complicated, and we have tried working with that. I've tried working with manufactured housing. I don't have an answer on that one. Matt knows. Were you with us early on when we did that?
A year ago.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about, what's it called?
Mean Casita?
All them trailer parks.
It's not just that one, though. It's Pecan Grove, too.
Yeah, it's all the way from Sky,
Pecan Grove,
in between Boulder and Fisher, all the way to McFarland. Every one of those.
I don't have a good answer. This is a hard one. It's just like, there's some things in the
county. From me.
Like squatters, yeah, like hard houses that are just hard to wrap our hands around. And when it comes to the actual house, we aren't in charge of that as manufactured housing.
Right.
And they have, I think, like two people.
Right.
So I don't know. If you have any ideas, let me know.
So what does code enforcement do? Because they've been out here, it's your guys' thing, a year ago, and enforcing certain property.
We have a new chief who has come from a different jurisdiction, who I think is has some new ideas. And he's only been here a week. But he has some new ideas, so that's one of the things I'm going to bring up to him when I get to sit down with him and go through my wish list of things to work on.
I have a question on that.
Yeah.
So to get your tax sticker, you have to have a permit. So if you didn't get a permit and you don't have a tax sticker on the trailer, is there something that can be done with that?
Through manufacturing.
You have to call, is that place that we call? I can get in if you guys want me to, and you call this number, and you send them the title information, and then they can send you a paper in the mail with your numbers on it, and like for tax purposes.
Right, if you're trying to do it the right way. These ones aren't even trying to do it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, is there some kind of penalty for not paying the tax on the mobile home that's sitting on the property?
Yeah, but how do you prove who owns it?
Yeah, because I can tell you for a fact in Con, those people sell the houses and the titles haven't been changed for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, it's not like a car with a license plate where you can track who owns it. I mean, this is a very, it doesn't seem that complicated. It seems like just pick them up and move them off.
From what I understand, it's very complicated. If it doesn't have that number on it, then they'll have a piece of paper with the number and the information on it. And if you don't have that, then it's not legal.
Right, but that's the problem. We know they're not legal. And then what do we do with them?
It's not the county that enforces it.
It's manufactured housing through the state.
And they only have two people.
Or something like that, and they keep changing.
Yeah.
This is a tough one, and I wish I had a better answer. And I've been hearing about it since I started 5 years ago, so I wish I could never hear that again. You know, I wish I could solve it. You know, there's certain things that have just been hanging around that I wish I could solve, and that is one of them. And hopefully one of these days we're gonna figure something out, but moving a whole house is kind of an undertaking, and the county doesn't have the funds to do that. You wouldn't want, I mean, we'd rather spend our money for parks and things that you guys use rather than spending our money hauling off mobile homes. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they're going to have an impound lot for all these or something.
Well, right. I mean,
yeah.
What do
where
you
are you going to take them? Yeah.
This is a very difficult.
To the devil.
Well, they can't.
Most of
they
them.
Have to, the old ones have asbestos mm-hmm. and stuff, so they have to be disposed of. It's like $30,000 to dispose one of those.
Can't they just find the park?
Yeah.
I
disposed of one.
Yeah, they just find the land.
With the hazmat coming in, it's.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily own the trailer.
But it doesn't matter. It's on their property.
Right.
Yeah.
People, I know.
But
here's the other thing, and this is the reality, and I don't like it, but there are people that are living in those homes, for good or for bad, and then what do we do with the people that are living in those homes?
We've been talking about
I've seen it.
I hate not having answers.
I'm like, nobody's living in
those.
Yeah, really.
We're just saying those ones don't have nobody living in them. I would love to be the hero and fix this problem. I don't have an answer.
The last one I have, Megan, is you said code enforcement. I know that's county. You know what property I'm talking about. They came in, cleaned it up, and all this. Well, everything is migrated back over to that property.
It is.
The dumpster.
Now, I heard
as
they
well as probably
haven't come
more.
Back out. No, they haven't come back out?
No.
I haven't seen them.
No,
if they
I
come back out,
I
look crazy.
Trust me, somebody in this town would have seen them. Okay. When they were here before, we all knew. You know, code enforcement.
Well, he's talking about a different one.
Get rid of that one, a lot of the problems go away.
Were you talking about one on my street?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. When you got two mobile homes bolted together and RVs around it and 10 or 12 broken cars around it again, and it's Metro's problem place as well.
Yeah.
If you get rid of that place, it'll solve a lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
The name of a bird.
Yeah, it chirps. You're absolutely right.
I don't even remember the name, but I know that's how my mind works. So, okay, we'll
bird
do we have an address?
Yeah.
Something Spring Grove. Yeah.
Our department training.
Yeah.
I don't think it has a proper address on it.
Okay, so
we'll get it for you.
I got the bird confirmed. The bird has been confirmed. The bird is on Spring Grove. Okay, so I will call that one back in again.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Next meeting is September 14th,
2017.
Thank you. Short and sweet. Let's take care of business. That's cool enough.
That's furry.